Hello, it's the 1st of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A shared anti-fraud service investigation reveals that £44,000 was stolen as a result of a cyber attack on Luton Council in 2019. The missing funds were traced to a number of counts controlled by Aziza Bula Sulanspipe, who pleaded guilty to money laundering offences in Luton Crown Court. Miss Sula Onospie was sentenced to a community order lasting 12 months. In addition, she was fined £600 and must participate in 70 hours of unpaid work. The portfolio holder for finance, Councillor Rob Roche, said, "Money stolen from the council is money stolen from the residents of Luton. We will prosecute with all the powers at our disposal." The body of a woman who was reported missing since the 21st of February and found over the weekend in a Biggleswade home has been identified as 39-year-old Sarah Albone. A man in his 30s, suspected of murdering the victim, remains in police custody. The £2 price cap for all one-way regional bus fares, which was due to expire at the end of March, has been extended to the end of June in an effort to boost public transportation usage. The government subsidy is currently adopted by Stagecoach and Uno Bus. The most recent Department of Transport figures for Bedford show an increase of 1.5 million passengers over the previous year for a total of 3.1 million passengers. According to data provided by the Office of National Statistics, Bedfordshire is among the safest counties in the country. It ranks 16th out of 43 areas across England and Wales. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.